us, Jesus. We honor you, God. We honor you, God. God, we are your family. And as your family, God, you speak to every one of us. So right now, Father, we just want to respond to you with what we're hearing, sensing, feeling from you. So there's someone in the room that's got something that God showed them during worship, and you want to share it real quick. You feel like it applies to everybody. Now would be a good time. You get a vision or a word or a sense. Maybe you have a sense that someone's going to get healed from something. Yeah. Rhonda? Come on. Yeah.
Well, I got something different. I came today and I was just like, God, I just want to come to you and just be open. No preconceived ideas, just open to receive from you today. And today I got something different. I had a smell, and God told me it was jasmine. And I was like, I'm not sure what that means. So I got on my phone. It symbolizes love and purity. And that's what I got today. I smelled jasmine, and that's what God gave me.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for being obedient and looking it up, too. That was awesome.
I just keep hearing God saying, don't be distracted by the things that distract, but be attracted by the things that attract. For this is not a season of fear. This is a season of my love. And you're going to see my love prevail. You're going to see my love never fails. You're going to see that my love blossoms and blooms and grows and increases. And you're going to experience my love in a new way. Not just a way that breaks off chains and shackles, but in a way that it sticks on you, that it hangs with you, that the fragrance, the aroma of my presence, my endearment, my heartbeat for you is something that you carry. So don't be distracted by the things that distract, but be attracted by the things that attract. I'm here for you.
Yes. Come on. That's good. Come on.